Ho, ho, ho. Here's a little Christmas gift for all of you. And I say ho, ho, ho because the three hoes are back together again in Florida. Well, five hoes. Ho, 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 ho. It is Denise, Donna, Vicky, Deb, and Gemma. Gemma and I flew into Florida for a quick visit. Didn't tell anyone we were coming except for a few, just a handful, because we didn't have a lot of time and didn't want to disappoint anyone. But we managed to sneak in a holiday lesbian lounge show straight from Vicky's condo in Pompano, Florida. So enjoy, happy holidays from the lesbian lounge. Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy Yule, a festive, joyous Festivus to all of you, and all the politically correct holiday sayings. Please enjoy the show. It was fun being back together again. We're glad we could do this for you guys. Again, thanks for sticking with us all these years. It is 10 to 10 years. Thank you for sticking with us, and Merry Christmas, everyone. This one's for you guys.
We cursed Vicky's television.
And the Wi-Fi and everything.
Someone's got, like, an Xfinity one that is, like, not
Xfinity.
Not we're just sucking off your neighbor's Wi-Fi right now?
No.
Here, I don't even have it.
Okay.
All right. Well, you wouldn't need it.
I wouldn't need it. No. All right, so food.
Okay.
So,
you're
gonna do a welcome?
No, we'll put that in.
Yeah, we'll
figure that out.
Get ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know. Alright, so tell me if you got to eat all the.
You want to know what the stupidest thing ever is? That I feel like I've had such phenomenal Italian food. Like, we went to Maggiano's.
Yeah, that's
we
awesome.
Went to...
I'm jealous of that.
Nick's.
Are you called Vicky's Wi-Fi?
Mm-hmm. We went to Nick's. We went to Maggiano's. But the thing is they have really good Italian food in England, so it was stupid.
Is it the same, though?
It is.
Is it the same kind of good?
I wouldn't...
I mean... There's different cheeses, different sauces.
It's true. You're right. It's a little bit different. So I wouldn't say it's a little under, but it's the best out of what you have to pick from. Yeah.
There.
Right.
Better than Indian?
Yes. Because I'm not a fan of the curries and the Indians. So my go-to is Italian all the time. And now that we found Fire Bellies,
Is that the name of the place?
Yeah.
It's really good. Is that the pizza?
Yes.
That you described?
With the artichokes and the black olives?
Yes. Yeah. I gag a little, but I have heard you describe it.
I know. That's fantastic.
You can talk.
Pigs fly one.
Vicky's internet signal. Password. Pigs fly one. Her Wi-Fi.
That's funny.
Here in the tower. The tower.
Didn't I say that? I'm like, we're off to Vicky's tower.
Right, so we're hanging out at Vic's. And
we're hanging out at Vicky's way cool condo.
Doing a recon of your week, as well as just to catch up. And
yeah, I mean, it really was.
All right, so what other food what are you missing so far? Like, what?
Seafood.
What?
I had linguine and white clam sauce.
That's
at
not
Nick's,
really
and it was
seafood.
Fantastic.
You mean like,
but, but like seafood.
Like a fish fest.
Like a scallop. I would love a scallop. Something like, yeah, a fish fest.
Where can we go for scallops? Let me whip up something.
Oh, crap.
She's so funny. Where would we go for good seafood, like, for dinner? I mean, that's not something we usually go out for.
Right. So that's what I mean. Like, I would have done something like that, like rustic or, you know. Something like that. Or even Joe's in Tamarack, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like one of those places. But, which is not a big deal. I don't care about that. It was the burger thing that I was... And you know what I did say to Gemma? I was sitting there eating a Wendy's burger, and I said, this is, for the money, like, this is just as good as going to, for me,
okay,
going to BJ's, whatever, steakhouse. And ordering
a
burger.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because we don't have Wendy's. So I was like, out of all the fast food, because we were really on our way down here since we had to backtrack and get your clothes. So
Thank you for the clothes.
You're welcome.
Denise gave me hand-me-downs.
So we're
I'll do an entire I'll do a whole outfit of the hand-me-downs.
That would be fantastic.
I'm going to do that.
All right. I will put it on the website. But yeah, so I just want to grab I want to grab a burger, but I don't want to go to McDonald's or Burger King. I want to go to Wendy's because we don't have a Wendy's there. So it was really important to go someplace that we didn't have. And as I was eating it, I was like, you know what? Still hands down.
Seriously?
The best burger, if you have to have a fast food burger, it's fresh. It's never frozen. I don't care that it's square. It's just straight up
even
like the best burger.
What'd you get? Like with just a burger?
Yeah.
With like tomato or lettuce?
No, I don't get tomatoes or onions.
Right, no,
so just lettuce and whatever condiments. Yeah.
Okay.
Not even bacon.
I don't even know the last time I've been to a drive. I mean,
well,
first of all, you know I've only had
breakfast
drive through, right?
Yeah.
And the only drive through I do
is breakfast,
Pollo.
Right? Oh, Pollo.
Yeah. And since I have now lived 3 miles from work and 2 miles from work for the past 3 years, I don't do breakfast drive through.
Oh.
Because I don't pass anything.
Right. So do you eat breakfast at home?
Mm-hmm. I've alternated.
I have a hard time with that. Like, I feel like I eat breakfast so late.
Well,
because I have
that could be.
Power up on coffee. Well, God, my schedule since I've been here has been ridiculous.
Let me ask you this, Tim. What kind of schedule are you dropping these days?
Well, listen to this badass schedule. I wait for Gemma to go to bed. My mother waits for Rick to go to sleep. And then we nip out to the casino. When I say nip out, I mean we get there. We roll in at 10:45. My mom's homies are leaving. Like, my mom was like, Jenny, Rose. And she's like talking to her friends. And they're like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm here with my daughter. And they're like, will you just get here? My mother goes, yeah. And they go, oh, my God, we've wanted to leave for 2 hours. What do you mean? Who leaves the house at 10:30? Rose, she left the house at 10:30. I'm like, oh, my God. I will be over there. Bang, 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 bang. So, yeah, she rolls in like a fat cat at 10:45 in the casino. And then we stay until 6, and then we come home at 6 a.m.
How does your mom stay up till 6?
She runs the joint. Like, no, you know what it is? It is, there's this feeling when the place starts clearing out about 2, 3 in the morning, it just starts emptying it out, and you can see machines are resetting and everything. You get this wave of, like, this is all mine. Any machine I want. I don't have to wait for somebody to get off of it. I don't have to squeeze between two people. Everything is open. Every machine is open. Every server is there to serve you. I think you get nuts thinking that you can play whatever you want.
But did you eat at the casino?
No.
You always eat at the
casino? Yeah, we
place?
Did not. No.
All right.
We didn't eat at Cerisi's. We didn't eat at Sunset.
Hmm.
No. My mom took us to, where did we go so far? Nick's and where else was them? Bonefish Grill, which was fantastic.
Right.
Gemma had grilled mahi.
You didn't have fish up
there? I did. I did. I had, believe it or not, I had
tilapia.
Cod piccata.
Whoa.
Yeah. And she had grilled mahi.
Did you love it? Was it your first time?
Yeah.
Eating mahi?
No.
No, we had mahi at the other Bonefish.
Oh,
the fish and chips was mahi.
That was mahi?
Yeah.
No wonder that was so good. I need that. I need that fish.
Yeah,
that
but
was
grilled.
Delicious. I will go back and get that.
It was really good.
There's a like a lunch joint down here called BTW Burgers, Tacos, Wings. Yes. Hurricane BTW. And they do a grilled mahi taco to die for. And
see,
it's
that's
just enough.
Mixed fish tacos at Tijuana.
Oh.
Yeah. And did you know there's a new taco place where...
We should go to BTW.
The deli is. Where the deli used to be on Royal Palm and Coral Springs Drive that used to be a Publix.
Yes.
Then it was a deli.
Yeah. Oh, on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's called Los Tacos.
Oh.
Yeah. My mom said it's not bad.
That joint changed hands like...
Constantly.
It stopped being a deli and it hasn't been the same. I mean, it was a Flakowitz, I think, for a while.
Yeah, and then it was like a family.
You do know,
diner.
Like, we never go west. It's
no,
sad.
I know. It's obvious.
Really sad.
When you couldn't find Bonefish Mac, it was obvious.
You told me it was at 441 at Sample.
I did.
Don't even.
I did.
Shut it.
There's so many plazas in that half a mile span that I got the wrong one.
All you had to do is tell me it was by Aldi, and I would have known.
I didn't even know there was an Aldi in there, to be honest with you.
Oh.
Because we come Wilds, Turtle Creek, and straight across.
Oh, right.
So I don't even see anything that was in there. Didn't
so that was Saturday.
Yeah.
So that was good. You had a burger then?
No, I did not have a burger. I had a salmon something.
Oh, you had the salmon BLT.
Yeah, that was good. So I really have had bits of seafood. I just haven't had a proper sit-down seafood, crack some crab legs kind of meal. But I'm still okay with it because I know, I mean, anything really that I eat here is going to be different because all we ever eat in England are corn, vegetarian products, and curries. So,
you don't
for
eat,
me, pizza.
Do you, you don't eat beef very often?
No. Just
not
can't find any
out,
that
like,
I like.
And I remember the grass-fed.
No, yeah.
I loved it.
Has to be grain-fed.
And
that
where
only
did
comes
I eat
from...
with my mom? We went to Outback, of course. They have a grass-fed burger that she tried, and she loved it, too. Maybe because it's not...
What do you think of Wagyu? Wagyu.
I like it.
You like it? Do you like it? Do you like Wagyu?
Not really, too fatty.
That's what she says, but she'll eat it.
Like, I always, I second guess it.
It, like, gives it, to me, it's, like, greasy.
You have to eat it hot. Like, you can't, it can't cool off at all. Because then it is just like eating fat globules.
Do you guys have, like, salt beef here? Like, where
what's that?
Where they cook it on a salt stone? A hot rock?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good, right?
Yeah. Where did we have that? Chicago? No. No.
It is so cool. We went to some Enamo. Enamo, is that what it's called?
Yeah. You have a lot of different culture, food culture options. I mean, we just, all right, so we actually don't eat out hardly at all. Not like we used to. And sadly, we chains. We when we go out, it's either that one or two places down on the drive.
We had an option when we went to the Apple store at Town Center to go to Cheesecake Factory, California Pizza Kitchen, and we ended up at Maggiano's.
That was a good choice of those three. I would go to CPK because she doesn't like it enough, and I eat too much every time I go there, so we don't go there very often, but
I still
do always
for that
have that
salad. Right, with the beetroots and the almonds. And the, Jesus Christ,
maybe
when a salad leaves a mark on your memory.
It is the best salad.
It is, and that's how I feel about the Sicilian oven. In fact, we didn't even get a stack.
What?
We didn't even get an eggplant stack.
But you get the eggplant pizza.
Yeah.
I did,
Which is basically the stack
all the same
on a
thing.
Pizza.
Yeah.
But
I'm not happy with it. I didn't really like it.
Why? Why? Because of the cheese. Yeah. No cheese of any kind for you.
Not over here, no.
Mm. The rennet's too poisonous, no matter what.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Struggling hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit of a cold, and then period. Boom. Everything
Yay!
All at once. I love being on holidays
totally
with her.
True.
The minute she stops working, she gets sick. It's like her body goes. Like
She was on vacation last week and was sick the whole week.
Yep.
Yeah, MRSA. MRSA finger. You had a MRSA finger.
Sick.
MRSA.
It wasn't MRSA. I had an infection of
MRSA.
Unknown origin.
That's MRSA.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't MRSA. I went to the doctor.
It sounds like MRSA to me.
It wasn't
MRSA. The doctor told me to tell
her. You used to diagnose over the phone. It was MRSA.
Go ahead. Go on.
The doctor told me to tell her to stop calling it my MRSA finger.
And then we had to
call
that.
It was absolutely not MRSA.
It was MRSA.
So.
It was MRSA.
Ebola. Ebola finger? What did you do to it? I don't want to know.
Don't know.
What did she do to it?
We don't know.
Oh. What
it
happened?
Just started
just
hurting after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I thought because I wash my hands and sanitize my hands so much at work, I get really dry skin, and I thought that I had cracked the skin by my knuckle and that I had just gotten a basic infection.
Yeah.
So I
just a basic
put Neosporin and a Band-Aid
and
on it on Thanksgiving, and the day after Thanksgiving it was like ginormous.
That happens to my mother every once in a while.
And it was bad, and it hurt to look at it.
You can't bend it, can't do nothing. Felt like it was on fire.
And was it like purple and huge?
Okay!
Oh, hey, Vic! Vic, did you forget? She will puke on, like, demand. She will puke instantly from that.
I feel like she just went like this. Like, it was just one of those things that you weren't expecting. Like, it was not. I just want everybody to know.
Gemma.
She did not flash her boobs.
She
did not flash her boobs. She just showed me a picture on her phone.
Of
Deb's finger.
Of Deb's finger.
Unexpected and not asked for.
Right?
But
so,
like
but
that,
then
yeah.
It got purple and like as
scary.
The swelling went down, it got more angry looking. And like any second, it was going to pop out MRSA.
Pop out a MRSA, baby. So they never figured out what it was. You just had to be on antibiotics.
They put me on massive antibiotics, and which were lovely for my stomach. But
did you get a yeast infection too?
No.
Okay. Because that always happens in antibiotics.
No. Don't show
don't look
her
at
again.
Me like you don't have a poon.
Oh, no, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Julie. But doesn't that always happen when you're on antibiotics? It's like the next thing.
No, I don't have
an infection. Nice job.
I'm fine!
By your crotch.
That's funny.
Well done.
Well, that is a nice way to spend your vacation. With your finger.
Scratch.
Yeah.
Scratching. Your MRSA finger scratching your fire crotch. Nice job. That's a visual we can all live with for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
That's fun. That is so
Oh, yeah,
fun.
She broke a rib a month or so before that.
Coughing?
Fell down.
Fell down?
Yeah.
Wow, the old-fashioned way. Because we're getting old. I realize, like, our first hour of conversation, having not seen one another for a year, our first hour of conversation.
At the restaurant last week was?
Medical.
Yep.
Diet.
Yep.
Fashion.
Yep.
Finances.
Yep.
And then that
and
was
poops.
It.
How often you poop. We
and
talked
poops,
about poops.
Right,
that's
poops.
It.
You did?
But, like, the old days, we would sit down and immediately talk about food, then sex.
Right.
Two things we didn't even, it was just like.
What is that? What?
That stuff.
Shut up. You got this.
That thing.
Don't even.
This Whoa. Works 90 hours a week. So, yeah.
Probably Vicky's had sex the most recently of the four of the five of us here. No, yeah. I'm going to say no. You probably throw a mercy toss every now and then.
Every now and then, maybe.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Once a year.
Birthday
come on, I'll flick your bean. Okay. It's very well thought out. That's out. Okay. Pause. Pause the TV.
Back in 17 minutes.
Yeah. With that.
She's out cold. So you're ready for round two of munchies.
That's it.
Yeah. That was funny.
That's so funny. Speaking of munchies, I don't know if this was a thing that everybody did, because I got the feeling that everybody that was going to hunker down for the Gilmore's revival was going to eat the worst food ever during it.
Well, I didn't. But
you didn't.
I'm not eating.
Right. But so. I feel like I prepared for it. I bought chocolate chip brioche buns. I bought Doritos. I bought Pringles. What else did I get? And we didn't even eat.
Here's,
we had like a piece of licorice.
Here's what should have happened. Here's what everyone should have had. Everything that was on the bed the first time she broke up with Luke.
Yeah.
That's
Wouldn't that
what,
have been good?
That, like, all those foods, all those
yes.
cereals, all those snacks
I
that
think
were
we
all
had,
over the bed.
You ordered takeaway. I ordered pizza.
Right.
Yeah, so we started off with takeaway food.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was fully prepared for snacks and stuff for the entire weekend.
I couldn't watch it all at once. First of all, because it wasn't just us. So, it wasn't
Would
just me
Would you open your
Dad.
Home to anybody that wanted to?
Well, Vicky was staying with us for a while.
Okay,
and Kylie so. Wasn't. Well, because it was... It was Thanksgiving weekend, so I had a house full of
You
people.
Don't watch Gilmore?
I watched
Discuss.
Every time I go over there, I've watched it. They've had
Oh, she does.
So in other words, you didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I watched it the first time when it was on. So.
Okay.
All right, so here in the States, Up TV, which is
we
one of
that.
The converted religious channels, they started the Friday before at like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Full
yeah,
season
from the very
one
first
night.
One. So that was really interfering with my life because...
You wanted to get caught up.
I just wanted
way.
To watch every single one,
right.
even though we've been watching reruns all summer, starting like
yes.
in June-ish, some between
you
Monday.
Endure? You endure?
She started it.
I was the one that started it. I
okay.
used to watch
She totally started
it. Was
it.
Really on.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was Thanksgiving week. I mean, there was
yeah.
shit tons of thing going on at
yeah.
work, and then getting out of work early, but
it was tough time.
People were at my house and annoying me, and then we had to like cook.
Yeah.
It was so annoying, and I
and
made
I
right. So I made everybody. It was the only thing on TV the whole week because it was literally around the clock. Like I
yeah.
didn't even want to sleep. Oh, and I tweeted the whole time, the whole week.
Did you?
Because
did you not follow? Do I not follow?
Up TV was doing you know
oh,
like
yeah.
contests.
I follow
and
her
comments.
Work one, but I don't think I follow a personal one. You didn't do it from your work account.
God no.
You did it from your
the
regular?
The Donna TLL. You follow me.
Oh, my God.
You do.
I must. I don't
At
know how
Donna
I missed
TLL.
Those.
I even tweeted Melissa McCarthy.
You
probably
you
did. I have like 53 followers. Trust me. There's like nothing.
53.
Yeah. Seriously.
10.2K.
Whoa.
I know.
Up to.
Yeah.
Damn. I tweeted Melissa McCarthy at one point and asked if she actually cooks in real life. But no response. And that was like, that was
no
my
response.
Most... That was my most retweeted and liked tweet of the week. I'm a little proud about that one.
So you've learned to use your tweet activity schedule, have you?
Through TweetDeck.
Okay.
But the personal Twitter just defies. I just can't be bothered.
No, I get that. But you could you could gauge your work tweets activity too on twitter.com/tweetactivity.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah. It's like a chart.
Like analytics?
Yeah.
Oh, I should.
But for Twitter, just for Twitter.
No, I have that. I guess that's where I get my Seek Factor report on my tweets.
Okay.
So then I do have, they offer an analysis page that I check out that I have to do every month. The CDC wants to know what I'm doing on Twitter, Din. And like, you put shit up and I hate to like it. Like, I don't want to like it and I don't want to retweet your stuff because I have to be so careful about what I actually...
You should not retweet my stuff.
I don't. Who's that bitch that keeps dissing us, you and me? Retweet something?
I know, somebody that was like just a weird follower.
And then she's like, what about every time you retweet something? Like,
then it was like, it's time for us to part ways, Kim. I don't even know who she is.
No, I don't know who she is either. Blah. Because you do me a solid, and if I, when I promote my weekly column, you like retweet it, or if I put something cool up about tobacco, you retweet it. And then return tweets to both of us.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is fine, but what about the dying children or something like that? And I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, so stupid.
Like, or something super political.
Yeah.
I'm super, like, unfollow, always. Unfollow.
Exactly. That's exactly what I did. I was just
really
like, time for us to
part ways.
Because at first it was like really encouraging. Like, she was so frustrated about the election. And I just kept saying, like, just channel that into something positive.
Right,
like,
right.
Whatever. And then she just went off the deep end. And it was like, ooh, okay, that's it. I tried. I'm done.
Yeah, it's very...
Twitter is just a cesspool of seething hate. It's ridiculous.
It's a little ridiculous. And then I do have one person who, because one of the hashtags that I have, like I'm working on cultivating, but it's not really catching on just yet, is hashtag tobacco-free queers. And there's always somebody...
Can't imagine why that's not just...
There's always somebody that says, you know, they're offended by the word queer. Like,
really?
Still, like the older generation, like the younger.
You should tweet it to Leah Delaria, because
okay,
she
that wouldn't be too nasty for my CDC feed.
No, but I mean, she would probably retweet it, but she people that follow her are all about the word queer because she makes that popular. You know,
okay.
I think
I'll make a little something special for my friend Leah.
You should. You very much. Have you been watching Chelsea on Netflix?
No, it's I. I'm not really, it's not Gilmore. I'm not watching much of anything.
Well, I mean, since the revival is over. No,
since the revival.
We watch Chelsea, though. She does three shows a week, so we watch it on the weekends, all three of them.
No, is it like you have to give it a little time to seep in, or did you like it right away?
I did not. I was
me?
A little nervous for her.
Okay.
I was nervous the first, I would say, I'm even going to go as far as 10 episodes.
Yeah,
I was really
probably
nervous.
First 3 weeks.
But she's hit her
while
groove.
She was kind of getting used
that's
to it.
That's where I dropped it.
You needed to just keep
no,
with it because she
on.
Kind of, even she said herself that like she realized that she was like putting way too much effort into it and it wasn't being as organic as she wanted it to be.
And now
she just kind of let it go and now
right.
It's so much
yeah.
better. You
yeah,
can,
she
and
did
you can
say
tell
that about
exactly
it.
When she kind of went through that thought
I'll give
process
it another
and
go.
Flipped again. That's
definitely,
really good.
Definitely. She's had some of the most amazing conversations with people. It just blows my mind. It blows my mind that she can sit down and have a conversation with people that you as a person would want to have with that person.
Really?
You know, like that kind of, who was she talking to that I was?
Like a political
Renee Zellweger.
Figure? Oh.
I've never been a massive fan.
Right.
I didn't dislike her, but I've never been a fan. But then she was like, when she came back with the new face and everyone was giving her shit. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I almost felt a little bit bad. Like she minds her own business. She flies under the radar. You know, she's had a few bad things go down in the press, like obviously getting married to Kenny Chesney and getting divorced
right
away and
right.
that kind of thing. But this conversation with her was something that was, I just felt like it was so deep and it was so good. And it really gave you an idea of what it's like to be a celebrity. Like because I think Renee Zellweger was talking about a time in her life when Jerry Maguire, like the premiere of Jerry Maguire, the red carpet, the big thing, and her parents were there, and they were so proud of her, and she was so happy to be able to share that night with them. And within 2 seconds, She got ripped away from them and like thrown into the press line. And for the rest of the night, it was like she just kept looking like, Mom, you know what I mean? And she said, and that was exactly what happened with their entire relationship. Like that your Her job parents? And everything pulls you away from your family. Like, and you don't want that to happen. And you try so hard to hang on or whatever. And you have to make that a priority. It's like it becomes really difficult to make it a priority. But you have to.
Because then you, I mean.
You two have.
Actually. Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly that.
Yeah, we never talked to our mom. Too small. Too small. My poor mom. My mom, Denise, my mom is showing signs of age. I know that stress is taking away a lot of her flow, you know, a lot of her organic, like, energy flow.
Her vitality.
But, yeah, I'm there. You know, does it suck when you're... Like, for me, it's sucking that my mom's getting
older. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It's sucking a lot for me.
Yeah. I see it worse because, like, you know, I realize the illness that my mother has, like, the toll it's taken on, like, the 70% of her that's well. You know what I mean? Like, my mother's physical shape now is this. You know what I mean? Like, it's just bent. Like, she has such curvature from dragging that one leg around. That, I mean, she literally walks on an angle. Like, it's I get so nervous, but, it's like, that's normal for her. Uh-huh. Like, for me to see it, it's like it takes my breath away. But, I mean.
She doesn't slow down.
She really doesn't.
Obviously, 10:30 to 6 a.m. You should have seen them
shopping. Like, seriously.
Right. So this was like the Ross, shop
business. Burlington.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, her mom still out-shops me.
Yeah. She could. She really could. Holy
crap. So are you like the excuse for her to shop more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Because none of her friends will go with her anymore, will they?
Well, my mother, now it's like shopping is a sport. And the reward is returning something and getting your money back.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's the goal. So she'll
to shop just to return shit?
Yes. That's what I think. But she says no. It just seems like that. But that's not. Because like when Rick's friend Jerry comes to town, Jerry's like a. Like a, she's real manic, you know, like in this frenetic, weird kind of energy driven way. She reminds me of Minnie Driver.
Yeah.
Like if somebody gave her two speed. Like,
Adderall.
Yeah. Like she's just nuts. So when she goes shopping, she just grabs things off the rack. Like, I like this, that'll look good, that's great. Marlene, get this, Marlene, get that, Marlene, that'll look good on you, get this. And my mother just does it. Doesn't matter if it's her size, if it's right, if it's her color. And then when Jerry goes back to New York, my mother and Nadine go to the store and return everything.
Nadine!
Yeah, we got to see Nadine.
How's her son?
Good.
Yeah,
he's good. He had his transplant. He's
good.
Back in school, whole days and everything. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, she came over one day, and I was at the casino in the morning, and I came
back. So this wasn't just your second visit?
Nah, but that first one was nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah. She only worked the best time.
I only won once. That's the problem. Once you win, once you win like that, yeah. I won $3,000.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Not even three, $3,300 in one spin. One $5 spin.
The last spin of the night.
Yeah. Not really. So it was I had $250. I put it in the machine, and I'm like, I'm going to play down to 100, only doing $5 spins. Uh-huh. And once it's 100, then I'm going to go play other machines for like $1.30 or whatever, but... Let's just try it out and see what happens. And yeah, I don't know, 3-4 spins into it. Not bells
and
whistles.
Not enough. You got to go back.
It was so, I know, right? The nerve.
You and Julie. Julie comes down. Everybody, by the way, Julie comes down to say hello. Because, of course, you know, she's only 5 hours away.
Right. But she says, you know, I don't really talk to them during the year unless it has to do with you. So
that's true.
Why would I go visit?
Although we were in touch during the hurricane. We kept tabs on her during the hurricane.
So did I.
No, I know that.
I did, yeah.
But she came down, and which means that there's dinner, a football game, and the casino.
Yep.
That's it.
Then we blow everybody off, and Julie and I go to the casino, and she plays triple diamonds, and they're in the same spot, which is nice because they're right in front of an ATM machine.
Oh,
and and a ticket redemption. But so it's right there, and so it's kind of centrally located, and she plays three machines at once, max bet, which is $9 a spin. So that's
9 times 3 is $27.
$27
a minute
from 10 p.m. until 6 in the morning.
And then she drives.
And then she drives home.
That's just crazy.
With her winnings.
In a big bag.
In a big bag.
With a dollar sign on it.
Enter tax form. Which anyway, I had to get first time ever. Which is a little scary when they come over and say, do you have a driver's license? And I go, I do. And they go, okay, we'll be right back. Keep playing.
Yeah, but, I mean, you obviously won't have to pay taxes on that. You have no other U.S. income.
Exactly. So yeah, I just took it to be nice.
Yeah. I took it to be nice.
Whatever. I didn't even have my player's card in, so I couldn't even get points for that.
Wait, don't you take your mom's
player? No, she hoards that free play.
Because if you win on it, it's not your name on the card.
Right.
So you then...
Yeah, but then
no, that's okay. My mother would get the points from something like that. But
yeah, but then she's not there to collect the money.
You don't get points for what you win. You get points for what you spend.
But you play. Right.
So I wouldn't have really earned her a lot of points because compared to what she plays on a regular basis, my three nights, nothing.
Mom's such an addict. I love it.
She really is. She was up by about 400 last night. Lost every fucking penny of it before we left.
That made me sick.
I'm choking. That made me sick.
Yeah, but you know why? It's because you won big. And so now, instead of like winning a couple of hundred and that seeming like that's a win and now let's walk away, because you won a couple of thousand, that's the new normal.
For her? For mom?
Yeah.
Or for her too?
No, for me, my goal is 600. Both. 600.
Okay. So because you won that big amount, you're like, well, I could do it again. So you hold out for that, but you end up not being able to get it again.
But you gave your money right away, you told me. You gave half your winnings to your banker.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I left a wad for Ginger, gave her half, and then I had some.
Okay. All right.
We immediately went to the Apple store, so someone got a new iPhone.
So you didn't give her back any of it, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Just kidding me?
Honestly, Here's how cheap I am about gambling and about money at all. Would you mind getting me a water from the fridge since you stood all the way up? Thank you. There's Fresca if anyone needs a Fresca or a cold water. Thank you. Thanks, honey. Deb, caretaker. There's Diet Mountain Dew. Meh.
We both know. Diet Mountain Dew.
Meh. Ew.
Is it blue?
No.
Okay.
I still have in my wallet the last cash out ticket from when we went one time. So to Hazel was here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
So that's got to be three visits ago?
Yeah.
It's probably
24. Four. Yeah, 2012. Right.
Okay, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's 4 years ago.
Wow.
Thank you so much, honey. Appreciate
Listen to how clean Vicky's floors are. Squeak, mm-hmm. squeak, squeak. Yeah.
Vicky got a platter of show snacks for us?
Don't worry about
it. Just kidding. I wanted to hear her say no.
She's like, I do have some saltines.
Saltines.
Cheese sticks.
No, thank you.
No.
You want a cheese stick?
Yeah. She can't eat any cheese of any kind. She's trying to kill you.
Yeah. Thanks, Vic. Appreciate it.
Swiss cheese.
I got some American cheese. Got some cheddar cheese.
Got some cheddar cheese. Can't eat cheese, but I got Swiss.
Yeah. I'll have orange juice and a Swiss roll and a cinnamon roll.
And vodka.
Are you still on a shitty diet where you just eat cheese and crackers and cereal?
Soup.
Cereal.
Yes, she does. Soup. She's lying. Yogurt. Right
now. Yogurt. Okay.
So she lived with us for about 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks. Went home a week ago. Anymore. Went home 2 weeks ago. And she's been ill ever since she left.
I've not been ill ever since I left. That's not true. I was ill when I was there.
Yeah, well, that's true. You were there because you were ill.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
did you nurse her back to health? Do you feel like your
meal? Her food options.
Did you like the meal plans at the Casa?
Yeah. And even during the day when she was alone, during the day, she made really good choices because there weren't a lot of really bad choices.
Sometimes you're just a victim of what's around you, so it's not really like you didn't have a choice.
Wait,
so you weren't making good choices.
She didn't have choices.
Exactly.
There weren't choices to make.
I know this.
There
well, I know.
Right. So it was just it was just overall win-win. So now Deb still grocery shops and delivers for her all the time, but she will go to the Walgreens to get bad things. But I think she hasn't even
She will
done
go
that.
To the Walgreens to get bad things.
Yeah. And I don't even think she's done that. Not the last couple of weeks.
To get bad things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make Walgreens.
You can order food on Amazon. You can.
Mm-hmm. You do not order food on Amazon.
You could.
But well, she, you don't.
You could.
You can.
I'm just telling her it's an option.
I know, but
to not she leave delivered that house. If my she door. Still wanted something bad.
She doesn't even have to go to the Walgreens. That's a quarter right. mile away.
That's what I'm saying, uh-huh. right there.
Yeah. You know, if you lived in England, you could get it delivered to you within 2 hours. Wow. Like, you could order milk and bread online, and it would arrive. No, okay. Amazon do it now as well. There's Amazon now.
Well, you got to have a minimum of 40 pounds from Ocado, so no minimum on Amazon for just a few things.
Yeah, one loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And a jar of peanut butter.
$2, right. And it's delivered to your door in 2 hours. Free. If you have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's worth Amazon it. Prime. It's worth it. Yeah.
We have Amazon Prime.
Do you know?
Just, you know, in case anyone wants to
move. Do you watch one Amazon
show? That's the reason why you should do it.
Have you watched One Mississippi?
Yes.
So good.
It's very good.
Love her.
Red Oaks?
Nope.
Love it.
We did
Mozart
all of
in the Jungle?
No. We've only done all of Transparent. Mm-hmm. And then I've done One Mississippi, and she's done what?
Two Mississippi.
On what?
On Amazon.
Fine.
You have one show.
Manhattan High Castle.
Right.
And,
oh, yeah, that one's good.
I started Downton Abbey.
Okay. And we're going to watch The Crown next on Netflix, which I heard was outstanding.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Very good.
Really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
And I've watched 2 episodes of Stranger Things.
No, we haven't started
And I
that.
Won't watch that at night in the dark, and I won't watch that alone. It's too
okay.
terrifying.
One for you, Manhattan, and it's about the Manhattan Project, where they're trying to make the atomic bomb.
Cool.
Really good.
And then have you heard of Call
like
the
yeah.
Midwife?
Yeah.
They watched it. I didn't care for it. It was like Grey's Anatomy 1914. So
it's very
like,
cute.
The
I would
utensils
have watching
and the
it.
Things.
I didn't really like it, and it was just on at a time that didn't really suit.
The medical equipment was so barbaric.
Not the other.
Wait, I thought it was on Netflix.
It is now.
Oh,
when
no,
it was,
no, but it was a regular
first,
series.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Call the
Call
Midwife.
The Midwife. Someone at work is... like really endorsing that one. Terry is really
JJ
good.
Loves that
really
too.
Cute.
JJ Schmidt. Yeah, we have the
gay
same
man,
taste.
Gay man.
Yeah, we have the same taste in the British baking show or whatever.
Yeah, and they have that here, but
it's
Americans. But that little
yeah.
woman,
Mary Berry.
You got Mary Berry.
Yeah,
who my mother calls Mary Cherry, which makes me laugh.
That's
constantly.
Even funnier.
Think of Leslie Grossman every
right
time
away.
She says it. Yeah,
aww.
But yeah, so we Rick taped it for us the other night. We watched it.
It's Bread Week.
Bread Week.
Oh.
But you know what? They have the judge, Iannuzzi or something.
Yes.
Like Johnny Iannuzzi. And,
I like him.
And maybe, yeah. But he has that same pompous, overconfident attitude as Paul Hollywood. So it was very, I mean, the parallels are incredible.
So the two stars.
Same production company.
The two stars. So there's 2 stars and 2 judges. Or there's 2 stars, Mary and a judge.
There's Mary and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2 presenters, Sue and Mel.
On yours.
Yes.
But here it's Nia Vardalos.
Yeah.
And who's the guy?
The guy from Cougar Town.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Which they're
I've
cute.
Watched one. I've
very,
watched one.
Very, very interesting
the,
selection.
They had to do like a whole scene so
yeah.
a couple of weeks ago.
But that everything is...
Does everybody stay from week to week? Or do you get
no.
voted off the
yeah.
island?
One
you
gets voted off the island each week.
Yeah.
So the judges pick who has not performed well enough to go on for the next week.
Oh, that's
right.
sad.
And the presenters deliver the news,
well,
so the judges don't have to.
I thought that it was like a whole competition, and then like
no.
like they stay and they just
no.
compete
no.
constantly.
It's down to the quarterfinals, the semifinals.
Oh,
but the best
sad.
Part, the best part is that oh, in England they had Junior Bake Off, which is
oh,
8 to 12
cute.
Year olds. It is amazing.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh my
that.
God, it's amazing.
Oh.
We die. I get so stoned, and then we watch it. And I piss my pants when they they have all the grown-up equipment, right? So they have the big KitchenAid mixers.
Yeah.
And they take it out and they forget to turn the thing
oh
off.
My
and
God.
It goes all over them. Or they drop shit and shit collapses. And they're all like
so
fucked
that's
up. They forget
they
the ingredients.
That
the
on
kids
the food channel.
Get far less flustered than the adults
yes.
do.
They crack
so the
up.
Kids
they laugh.
Will be like,
and they
oh,
support each other.
Yeah,
that hasn't worked. I'm just going to do this to make it look better. And the adults will be there and they'll be tossing it in the bin. And they're like,
yeah.
that's it. I'm just not doing this
yeah.
episode.
Yeah, we had one guy just throw his whole thing in the
yeah.
in the bin.
Aww,
yeah.
That's frustrating.
Like, but he stomped off like a twat. Like you just wanted to give him a backhand, right? and then he got yelled at by the judges. Like,
for being
now
a
you have
dick?
Nothing. Now you have nothing to present.
Oh,
You know, could have
for
been
acting
the worst,
more childish right. than the children on the show.
Right.
So there's on Food Network they have like Holiday Baking Championship
yes.
and all that stuff. They
yeah.
do have a couple of kids versions, and they're very supportive of each other.
Oh
they're,
yeah, they're very they all help
like
each other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a really
I've,
shitty one right now called the Holiday Grandma. What is it,
something about grandmas.
It's super awful. It's really scripted. It's messy.
I don't like
yeah,
that.
It's not good. Well,
I like
it seems
I like
really
this
scripted.
One because I like that they include. They've had kids with some horrible disabilities. You know, the one girl had a problem with her face, like it was
yeah,
like double size.
I'm trying not to laugh at you.
I know. So at first I go, oh, like I make that. Oh God, I don't think I can watch this. You're going to get mad at me because I'm going to laugh. And then by the end of it, I'm like, I love her. I want to bring her home. I want her to be ours. Look how cute she
is.
Fat Asian babies.
I follow them on Instagram. Tiny Gentle Asians.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
I have a feeling that's a little bit inappropriate. Like, you know.
No.
We heard about it on Chelsea.
Also, Chelsea follows, so we had to follow. Wait till you see these fuckers. They're like butterballs, every one of them. There's roles where roles don't need to be. It's amazing. They are the fattest kids I've ever seen. And they're like this old. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Tiny baby.
Tiny, gentle Asians.
Tiny, gentle Asians. Don't even. Look at those little chest rolls.
How could you not, right? It's better than puppies.
Oh, look at that face.
Better than puppies.
Who has rolls right here when you're a baby?
Baby Asians.
Look, there's like four rolls from the wrist to the elbow. There's four rolls.
They look like donut rings, right?
They do.
Oh, no, that's... stop.
Oh! It's really good. All
right,
so
that's
they're babies.
Stuff.
They're
right.
cute.
Right.
They're cute because they're babies.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
A dog and a baby. Yep. Dog and baby.
Oh, two birds, one stone.
That's so
boom.
The dog kind of has Asian eyes.
Yeah.
A little bit of Asian eyes in the dark.
So I don't laugh at the ones with problems. I end up like, I'm nervous that I'm going to, and then I end up falling in love with them. But there was a little...
What the hell?
Which one is that?
The one in the bathtub. That
oh,
you see, like,
yeah.
the 10 rolls.
10 rolls. The nerve of them to cover the bits.
They are the most healthy people on the earth.
Yeah. Not when they're little.
Yeah,
they are just fat.
No,
wait, all right, I want to count this. From the top of the foot, one, two. One, two. Stop laughing, Vicky. One, two, three, four, five.
Five rolls.
From the top of the foot.
Ankle to
up.
Thigh. Yeah, yeah.
No, even look at the arm. There's four.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. How do they even? How do they? Is it rice milk? It's rice milk, isn't it? Rice milk.
I don't know.
It's insane.
Let's see, once you get started with stuff, that's why I don't get Insta.
Yeah, no, I can't do Insta. I can't Insta.
Now, what about that one where the lady dresses her sleeping Asian baby?
What's that one called?
Stop it.
Lauren something, A-Z, I-A-Z. I'm terrified of the internet right this second.
I'm terrified that this is what's on the internet.
It's ridiculous. This lady dresses her baby up every time it takes a nap.
Yes.
So she dresses it. One time she dressed it like the Swedish chef from the Muppets. And sometimes she dresses it like Einstein.
Stop it.
And like literal costumes with wigs and props. Well, the kid is sound asleep.
I'm thinking
asleep
of a tiny chihuahua in all sorts of outfits right now.
Do you have it?
A pink velour tracksuit. Don't even. Oh, my
She's
God.
Got it.
No. Stop. Please. Don't.
This is what we do.
Shoes.
This is like how you get together and
it's
socialize now. It's like you just show each other things
like
on your
spa?
Phone.
Yeah. Like a spa baby?
Yeah.
No. Cut it out. This is Insta. Where?
Which one?
Princess Leia.
Oh, that was a good one.
And Darth Vader.
But do it like this.
No, we can't. I can't. We can't. Don't. Just stop. Don't even.
Where's the Italian chef one?
It's
oh,
awful.
Wait. What was that?
Stop.
Who's that? I can't tell who that is. It's like a delivery. Like a
postman.
Oh, poor
like,
baby.
No. Then she shoots little movies of how she gets it all to come together.
Business. That's awful. Like, it's a mom hilarious. Needs a job. She needs a job outside.
That is her job. She makes money.
People pay for this?
Yes.
On Instagram?
No, she sells calendars and, like, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God.
And she makes little videos so you can see the work in progress. The doing up. The kid is sound asleep.
Can you send in
she
a
lifts
request?
Up her arm and lets it drop to make sure she's really sleeping. Yeah, make sure she's out cold. And then she just, like, puts little props in her hands and wigs on her head.
Okay, part of me is not okay with this.
Sometimes she wakes up and she laughs.
Shit, that's so funny. A tracksuit, like a gangster. That's a little bit funny.
All right.
All it's right, cute. See, it's funny.
I'm not going there, though. I can't, I won't.
That's a rabbit hole you won't come out of.
Yeah, I can't. You know, I have things to do. I get shit to don't watch on TV right now. All
so
right,
much.
So Life in Pieces.
Love it. Found it on Netflix.
The
so happy we get it now.
Can't.
That is a really
Fortune,
funny show.
Fortune, year two, season two.
I
Fortune
know.
Beamster.
I saw the clips with the yellow Vespa.
Oh,
I can't wait.
My God. It's,
are you so proud of Fortune and Kate McKinnon?
Do you feel like connected to like,
I do,
our,
I do.
Like her celebrity is, I mean, this is an old conversation, you and me. I know
yeah,
this.
We launched her career. Exactly.
Her
yeah.
and Jen Foster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Completely.
And we partied
because
with Kate McKinnon before. So
we did before
yeah.
she like came out or even like yeah. wanted. Vicky's walking to the kitchen.
I know. Squeak, 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 squeak. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, as soon as Ghostbusters came out and everything, I was
still
just like,
seen
where's
it.
That picture?
Shame on me. Still haven't seen
and
it.
Oh, cute. But I,
So an ex-coworker of mine is in love with Kate McKinnon.
She's
and I
so
sent him
weird.
Every
that's the
picture
best part.
I could.
From our sweet cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just so weird. That's what I love about her. She was weird then, but she's weirder now.
She's in it. Yeah, but good weird.
Yeah.
Like great weird.
Yeah, great weird.
Yeah.
Oh, and Vicky's taking off her shoes.
Yeah.
That's why I got really quiet. All the background noise is gone now. All
right, so Gilmore. Let's do Gilmore.
Let's do Gilmore.
All right, and
we were in total agreement about this from the minute we started commenting.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you didn't watch it all at once. We did.
We watched it over 2 days. So we didn't watch it
one night.
First of all, it was an hour and a half, and I didn't expect that. An hour and a half each episode.
Yes.
Second of all, each episode felt like 4 hours. So I wasn't happy. It was slow. It was not interesting. As interesting. I think, and this was an observation that I wanted to actually throw by you, because somebody sent this to me at work last week that they hadn't watched any reruns over the last however many years.
Okay, so they
loved the
watching,
shit out of it.
Stopped watching in 2007,
exactly.
And this was the first.
And they loved the shit out of it. They thought it was like going home.
I felt like the first one was so good. You know,
I wrote shit down from the first one. I started writing down notes.
The first one was so good, and the last one was so good, but the two in between, it was almost like they got off track with the weird
and
musical, the town musical. Yeah,
but every topic was too long. Like they were trying to.
Except for any scene with Emily, because
that was the start.
That can be as long as it needs to be. It's never not good.
The therapy, I loved
the secret bar.
The secret bar, that was super awesome.
That was great.
But everything, I mean. Like the relation, like Luke was too much of a puss the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't he just stay Luke? All right, everybody looked great.
Yes.
I can't even believe Kirk looks like Kirk.
Oh, I know.
Like, not.
Few gray hairs. Uber.
Lauren had a little bit of a fat face.
A little bit.
A little bit, not bad. And Alexis. I don't know. I'm not about her. What was the movie she was in not too long ago? She was
the Traveling Pants.
She no, that was a long time ago. She played the girlfriend of Katherine Heigl.
Jenny's Wedding. Jenny's Wedding, independent film.
Yes.
Yes. Katie did an interview with Alexis for Planet Nation.
Was she present?
No.
Okay.
She's a little spacey because I was watching the Today Show. I was watching a clip, and Luke, Lorelai, and Mrs. Gilmore were all on there, and they were talking to Savannah Guthrie, and they're like, oh, by the way, Alexis was supposed to be here, but she's stuck in traffic, so we had her call in. So she was, like, on the phone, and she said hi, and laughed and then said one sentence and that was it. And I was like, oh, she fell asleep.
Even the clips they were showing from even the clips they were showing from the premiere week during the replay week, she was like, it was really like awe-inspiring to be together. So awe-inspiring. It was awe-inspiring to be together.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It's like, couldn't find the words.
And I can't.
Some people, it's like you could tell, like, if they didn't have it written in a script, you know, they would never have a personality. Right. And I think she's one of them. She's living proof.
They're really great people. They were good people. Great people.
I just found her acting.
Jimmy Fallon questioning her about those promo pictures. Like, why are you holding your cup like this? And everybody else is holding their cup like they normally. She was like, they told me to do that. That's not how I hold my cup.
Yeah, but there was nothing about her character that I would believe would be her character 10 years later.
I know. I was very disappointed in Rory's choice.
Right. She was driven.
Yeah.
She was ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
She was going to be Kuala Lumpur, whatever the fuck her first bet.
Christian Amanpour. Kuala Lumpur.
So, I'm like, they wrote Rory's character as if it was the next year.
Exactly. Like she had,
she hadn't had 10 years passed, like the
down year in between high school and college,
her gap year.
Exactly. That's exactly
which would make the last four words be far more powerful and meaningful to the whole.
Can somebody remind me what the last four words were?
Mom, yeah, spoiler. I'm pregnant. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. Last four words, mom. Yes, I'm pregnant.
Okay, that made me happy.
Yeah, because she was 32. But think about it: if Amy Sherman-Palladino had it her way and was able to write the end of the series that she created,
right,
she would be saying those words at 22.
Exactly. Instead of
32. Exactly. So yeah, I think it would have
been. Wow, you know what? I don't know. What, like every, I have chills right this second, but like everyone after it was over, like after everybody watched, that was on the Twitter and then people talking about it on the Facebook and everything too about the last four words, and I was like, oh, I can't even remember. Did you remember that was the end? Okay, I guess I forgot. And then the whole build-up, Team Jess, Team Logan. Total
letdown, right?
A total letdown. One stinking scene. I'm still Team Jess all the way. 100%.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, so
I always liked Dean, but he was a loser. So it was
he was. But yeah. There's this woman, this young woman, who is ahead of everything in school.
Yeah, who was neck and neck with Paris. Right? Neck and neck with Paris.
Loved
and
the like, Paris.
Twist. Yeah,
love the Paris.
Yeah, Jemmy had a little hardcore crush on Paris.
Oh, still do. She's awesome. She's love her.
Fabulous.
Yeah,
from she's a little. She's
from
like
the fine. Haircut to the clothes. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and that storyline was kind of again unexpected, but it made perfect sense because she was as powerful and as demanding as she was. That was good. Yeah. But no, I like everything took too long.
Everything and the stuff that you wanted more of, there wasn't enough.
Nothing.
Right.
And it was great to see all the characters that were still alive. Yeah, and it was just way too much about who's the head of the town?
Tyler Dosey.
Taylor. Right. So there's just way too much of him. Like he's second. You know, Sally Struthers looks the same. Miss Patty, that 1 30-second scene, and you were like, what happened to her?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Did you know that Gypsy the mechanic played Mrs. Gilmore's maid?
During the
maid.
Is that why she looked so familiar?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. They said that she did the table read because they wanted somebody to read for, they hadn't cast the maid yet.
Holy.
They asked her if she would read for the maid and make up a language. And she did so good that they ended up making her the maid.
I just didn't get who that was. And I'm like, she's familiar. Where'd she come from, right?
She's got to be someone we know. That's what I kept thinking.
Again, that piece was funny. And it traveled all four seasons.
Yeah.
And it was funny all four seasons.
Yeah.
There were more kids. There were more people.
Yeah.
And that she was so, that Emily,
was oblivious to it. Like, didn't even care. Yeah.
Didn't even care what was going on in her house. That part was good.
The therapy. Like, I didn't enjoy the therapy.
No. And too many.
Yep.
One, two, maybe.
Yeah.
And then really, let's talk about, you know,
Let's just leave it the way it is.
Just, you know? Oh God. And then when we did talk about it last weekend, Gemma put us on hold for this weekend.
Yeah.
All right. So no food. Like, food was every coffee and food was every single episode, every single thing.
But I mean, they did the tacos, the tater tots in the first 5 minutes or whatever. Then that was it, right?
That's it.
And then even when they were in the living room, were they eating something in the living room? I can't remember. But it was like Luke would get mad when every time they would bring in food or talk about food. And it was just like, oh my God, like he doesn't even know who he's with.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, like that didn't.
No.
And I still said when she took off to go to the woods to do the wild thing in the woods, again, too long, too stupid.
Too long, too stupid. And him, to be in an utter
panic about it.
It's still irrelevant. This is the wild was 2 years ago at this point. So maybe when they were making it, but still, like, let's judge the relevancy of what you're creating so that it doesn't have a timestamp on it.
Right.
Because even though it's 10 years later. So, well, but 2017.
But all the familiar faces, you know, that was Lauren Graham's boyfriend playing a ranger, and then there was a guy that played her husband in Parenthood, Jason Ritter. Like those kinds of flashes, if you didn't know that stuff, it kind of went unnoticed. But I guess if you were a fan, you followed her career, right?
Those were perfect. Yeah. Those were for you and me. Those were little pieces, right? Yeah. But overall, disappointed. Thumbs down. Overall,
yeah, thumbs down. I wasn't. Like I said, I only liked the first and the last.
I didn't like all the muck-a-muck
in between. Like I was so disappointed. I thought there was going to be so much meat, and it was almost like they were spoon feeding you crap to give you what you wanted.
But not fast enough, not pace enough. 35 seconds of Melissa McCarthy, please.
I know. Rip off. Like I understand it. I understand that was a scheduling thing, and it was tough. But I didn't like what they made. Like she wouldn't go away for 6 months and then stay gone 2 years. That's not Suki.
Right.
She wouldn't get involved in an organic farm. That's Jackson's thing. Like that wouldn't be what she did or what she was doing. You know what I mean? Like it didn't.
And the kids, I. Yeah, no. All right, so
Mr. Kim, the 30 why?
Exactly.
Why?
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 Exactly.
Why? I just assumed he was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The band. I mean, you really?
Yeah. Don't bring that whole part, you know, like back and not have Dave Rogalski.
Right?
For sure. But honestly, like, not, yeah.
Wasn't... Disappointed.
I wouldn't say disappointed. It was a great evening because it left us all this to chew on and talk about.
But
it wasn't what I
wanted. Did you guys feel like especially Lorelai, were dumbed down?
I felt Luke was, and his daughter, again, what a letdown.
I know. She could have been out, although her faking that, like, apathy at the table, that was cute. That was super cute.
But
she hasn't aged a bit in 10 years.
Not really,
now, she's
right?
in Pretty Little Liars, or she's in...
I don't watch it.
Switched at Birth, something. She's in one of those ABC Family Channel shows.
Oh.
I think my daughter told me that. I think Chelsea told me that. But,
But, yeah, it was not... Yeah, it just felt like a lot could have been done that wasn't, and I don't want to say it felt rushed, and it felt like everybody was being placated, you know? Like, here's what you wanted, this is, you know.
It was draggy. I wish they hadn't presented it at all. I would have been happy just hoping, rather than it being on my calendar for 7 months.
I know.
It was a holiday weekend.
I liked that they could swear, though.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have.
Sure they would have.
Yeah?
Not as much as Emily did at the DAR meeting. But
okay, but that was hilarious.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. But
that was awesome.
But yeah. Like I think it was in the first couple minutes that Luke said, or Lorelai, or one of them said, "God damn!" And I was like, "Oh."
Well, especially on UpTV, they blink out like hell and damn all the time.
Yeah.
So even just a little bit of something, right?
Oof.
You know, they left it for us to want more, but I'm not going to want more if it's going to be like, I'll watch.
I think it's just like we were discussing with Chelsea. I think if they had more, it would take a few for them to find their rhythm and their flow and to get people back into their hearts.
I mean, everything about that series was the pace of the conversation.
It's not, and I think they made it just about these quick fire monologues, you know, like I remember I used to say it in the beginning, like that incessant chatter after a while,
it almost like it plays with your cognitive
reasoning
and senses. And it's great, like, if you can absorb it all. But I feel like, I felt like they went over and beyond where that was.
Yep.
With the pop culture references to, like, they just strung it together in the longest sentence. Like, they didn't need to be that.
It made it too obvious.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just too.
I think that they should have all watched all of the reruns.
Right?
Yeah.
Before they recorded.
Before they recorded. Yeah. And while they were writing.
So what else? What
Amy Sherman Palladino did say that she had to watch the last season to
because
know what
that
happened,
hers.
Right? Because
that
wasn't hers.
Exactly. So I still notice on the reruns that if I have laughed a lot during the episode, I know for sure that Jamie Babbitt directed that episode.
Oh, maybe.
There's more to it for that kind of.
I see her directing a lot, and Nisha Ganatra too.
Who's that?
A lot. Chutney Popcorn. Remember we had her on the show?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she directs a lot of things. I think she directed a couple of Red Oaks, too. As a matter of fact, I tweeted to her about Red Oaks.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And she was all excited that we were
watching. So what else has come back as an absolute fail, in your opinion? Like over the years, not even just this year. Like, what else would have come back that, like, the second season of L Word? Okay, total fail.
If they do a reboot, I refuse.
Oh God, I stopped watching it. Like,
well, it was still right. Yeah. Oh God,
didn't we both stop watching it? You watched it for the good of the show.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, not too
much. But I liked Queer as Folk so much better. Mm. It was hard. Mm-hmm. That was hard.
They came back, right?
No.
Did they come back with one?
No.
We talked about them coming back. They talked about. We hoped they would come back.
They do a Rise. They do Queer as Folk. They do a thing called Rise every year, and that is they did the last one in Cologne, Germany, and all the cast goes, and it's a ticketed event, and they go, and it's like a 3-day thing. Like, they do a dinner, they mingle with the guests, they do a photo thing, an autograph signing, a Q&A panel.
Everybody.
Usually, if they can get everybody.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Sharon?
Yeah, she went.
Cool.
She's been to all of them,
very
I think.
Cool.
So I think there's always that strong possibility that it could come back.
There's something like that with the Red Sox that we could go
to. Okay, and we're done. Anyway, so are you. Cut!
To edit that
out.
That
should be. Just
okay.
Mark.
153. Oh my God. We're not allowing Vicky to talk about baseball. Anybody that follows her on Facebook, don't encourage.
Please.
Don't
not
encourage.
Not even her sister. Do not encourage. So are you up on like lesby releases, lesby books? Like, are you? I'm so not. I don't even think I'm a lesbian anymore. I think I'm just like.
I know.
Married. I'm just gay married.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I can't stomach lesbians. I really can't. Don't I say it all the time?
Yep.
Yeah. I can't. I just, if somebody is just a little bit too gay or a little bit too over the top lesbian, I just bring it down a notch. Like, that's all I can see. I can't.
I don't.
You're immersed in that life
of
work.
That's different. But I mean, it's the health facet of it. I'm not in the entertainment at all.
Right.
Wyndon is still like, I believe, I'm not even sure. Like anything that any video, any audio, anything that comes out that's new, she's all over. Lesbian fiction, killing me. Can't. I'm sorry. Last good book I read was yours, and mostly because I knew the story, and I was happy to have your work for in front of me again. It's been so long, right? So that was. But I mean, even stuff, because you know I'm the cheapest shit on the planet, right? Like, I hate spending money. As you know, we just talked about gambling. So even the stuff I download on Kindle is either like the $1.99 stuff.
Yeah, but Gemma gets good deals from Bella and stuff.
But see, I don't even enjoy those storylines.
She said they're very
they're
routine.
Redundant.
Yeah.
You.
Like, I want a story that also has a lesbian in it rather than lesbian
fiction. Definitely
right.
A formula.
Yes.
To very certain types of lesbian fiction. And there are authors that will always write to that formula because they write that so well. And then there are authors that will veer away from it and write something that's really, really good that just happens to have lesbians in it.
That's what I'm interested in.
And it's knowing which way it's going to go.
Yeah.
And you have to know which authors write in that way.
So who do you like that does the second? I mean, I have to like the story.
I know.
And I don't want to predict it. Like, you know.
There's so many good ones. I would need to write a list.
Okay.
Work on that, will you?
Yeah. I always like reading Radcliffe. And she does stick to a formula, but it's always something different. It'll be something that's, she writes series. So she'll write a series that's set in a hospital or a series that's set in P-Town. Or a series that's set somewhere.
Okay.
And she'll somehow manage to interlink some of the series as well. So you'll get pop-up characters
from one into another.
And it's not always the same. Yeah. There will always be a romance arc in there. There will always be someone that has some kind of internal struggle that then meets the person that like makes their other half whole. But there's all of the other stuff that's going on around them that is interesting and intricate and fun to
read. And like, can you skim through the relationship stuff?
You absolutely can.
Okay, good.
But I've got to say, she is one of the best sex writers as well. So her sex scenes are probably one of the best in across all of the authors that I read. There are others that are very, very good, but she's
I know the last sex scene I read, 11:15.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
But for those of you that like it a little bit more on the edge, read her book called Shadowland.
Radcliffe?
Mm-hmm.
Read Shadowland.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more on the edge?
Yes.
Okay. Like, what kind of edge?
As in borderline BDSM.
She's like dangling this as a tidbit, as though I might not be interested. And
it's just a one-off book that she wrote. Some of her individual stories will sort of start exploring that as well. But that specific story was very much.
Is she a British author?
I believe she is American, from what I can gather, is a retired surgeon or doctor of some sort.
Really?
Or something in the medical profession. Potentially. I may have misread
We'll get Claire Lydon to have her on. Claire, get on that, please.
Her stuff is brilliant.
So, Denise, what are you doing next? I don't mean like dinner. I mean like...
My writing. Second book?
Yes.
It is called Strawberry Wine.
What has a title?
Yes, and it is about...
Does the story continue?
No.
Oh, okay.
All new characters, ones that have been living far, far away from where they grew up and have to go home and see, like, the old people.
Like, the old people, like, family that have...
The first girlfriend. All the friends from high school, how they've turned out, you know, like, that kind of stuff. And, what happens when everybody's a bit older. So that's that.
Why is it strawberry wine?
Because that's what they all drank. The $2 Boone's Farm strawberry wine.
That's, okay.
Yeah.
When do I get to see that?
Well, that one's, it's flowing a bit better because I did what I did not do when I was writing Player. And I didn't put things in a notebook of how I wanted it to go. And this time I have. I have, scenes that I want to happen, that I don't want to forget that I want to happen, and where I want them to happen. So I have, all kinds of things written down. So it just makes it so much easier. Like, I wish I would have done that the first time instead of just going, oh, I remember right. I'll just go and see where, see where it takes me. That's not the best way to do it. I've learned.
I'm glad that you're doing this.
Yeah.
It's fun for me. It's good. How it affects me is...
Good, I'm glad you're happy. I just want to know if you're thoroughly jealous of me because my neighbors are having a baby.
You don't even know. That I know.
And you, because they have a dog and they're having a baby.
I know, I'm dying. I'm dying that you
And
get...
I will get to be around them all the time.
Are you going to hold the baby?
Maybe.
Not Gemma. Let's talk about
this.
Hey! Oh, no.
Let's talk about that moment.
That?
How I made Donna cry at dinner.
Okay, yeah.
By
Denise Warren. Together 20 minutes at that point. We
20 minutes.
We've seen each other in a year. All right, so this is...
You were catching me up.
This is specifically I really wanted the attention of Lori Collins.
Collins.
And JJ. Schmooze.
Schmooze.
Like, you know,
our diehards.
Sandra.
Those
of you that are hoping Denise and I had time to chat while she is on the surprise visit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as it turns out, the first 20 minutes, Donna is filling us in on really big news.
Right.
Like really, really big news. And then as that tailors off,
I have
one more secret, and it's the last one, and it's not, and I'm not pregnant.
Right.
And I went, oh my God, that's so funny because Gemma is. And
I burst into tears. The high-pitched screech voice.
The squeal?
Like, okay, so let's reenact it because, like, the timing is everything.
Okay.
All right, so I have one more big secret that I want to share with you guys. It's, like, one more secret, and you're like, huh, like, everyone's looking side to side, and I go, no, I'm not pregnant.
And I said.
And you go,
oh, my God, that's so weird because Gemma is.
What? What?
And then I went, and then you looked at Gemma.
I looked at Gemma.
And she didn't know what to do because she wasn't.
She didn't hear what we said.
Well, she did, but she didn't know that I was going to do that. Like, that was so organic. And then you looked at me and you mouthed the words. You went, is she really? And I went, no. And then you burst into tears.
I was hysterical.
It went from like this really funny joke to her crying. And I'm like, oh, that did not go the way I thought it was going to go. That went downhill really fast. That got away from me a little bit. I was like,
that is exactly what you said. And I'm so Deb is to my left. Julie's further to my left. Yep. I'm like looking at the two of them going, is she? And then I look right at Gemma and she's like, oh God, never.
Yeah.
She dispels that myth immediately.
But it was like, I didn't even expect to say it. As soon as you said, and I'm not pregnant. Like, I just jumped right into it.
Of course,
it. Like,
as you would.
Yeah.
As we would.
Oh, my God, that's so funny, because Gemma
we had been
I thought the way I said it would be enough for her to know it was a joke.
No. We had been together 20 minutes.
You cannot joke about that sort of thing.
20 minutes. It wasn't, I mean, that's
20 minutes made you laugh, cry, and almost pee.
I did almost pee.
You did almost pee.
I was
Let's be honest, hysterical. You almost shit a little bit.
I did, you know, I was hysterical.
Yeah.
And I punched you really hard.
Yeah, you did.
Like, you fucking asshole. With my new muscles.
Left a little bruise.
Yeah, so just to be really, really clear, I'm not pregnant.
No.
Let's make sure that part of it is really
clear. But their
clear.
Neighbor is, and but I'm my super neighbor chill. Is.
Right.
So,
just got married on Saturday, and they've been planning it forever. And I've been getting to see bits and pieces of it because on Monday and Tuesday I take care of the dog.
Okay.
So I go over there and I see the bridesmaid's dress. What?
The dog that tears everything up.
Yes. Oh yes.
Have you put Winston. That picture up? Did you put Winston's picture up of the pillow?
No, I sent it to Vicky when we were chatting.
I saw that.
It is so funny.
At this point,
he's
you
so
need
bad.
To put this on Facebook.
I know, I know. Well, I think Lucy has it on her page. Well,
okay,
yeah.
Make sure you put it on
the
lounge
but
the
best
because you
part
have to
was,
see this picture of this lovely dog.
I know, it's always, it is a little troublemaker. But it's so funny because, like, I've been seeing it all along. Like, I've seen the wedding dresses. I've seen the boxes. They, you know, they're doing their own favors. Have been all over the house
Aww.
And everything. So I feel like we kind of had an idea of how lovely this wedding was going to be, even though we couldn't go because, obviously, we were
here. Teasing me about being pregnant.
Right. Exactly. On that day. Mm-hmm. At that moment, I bet. Mm-hmm. Weird. But, yeah, so now they're married, and she is their baby is due in May. She's you know like 3 months, 3 or 4 months, I don't know, but it's very exciting because there'll be a little baby next door.
I can't even with you living next door to a baby.
I
have insane jealousy.
I know, I
insane
love it.
Insane jealousy.
Right, almost hurts a little bit.
I am not child adjacent in any way. Like, there's no
I
one
know,
in my
there's
current
no little
life
ones everywhere.
That is even thinking about having a baby.
See, my mom's got a little baby Tristan. She's happy with that
because
he's now like walking and talking a little bit.
Kylie's 13. She's not all about getting a diaper change.
Yeah, seriously. No,
she
no,
just isn't.
Not even cute.
So
she's a couple years away.
In 3-4 years, she'll be right. Oh!
4 years. No, take it back.
So my coworker Anna got married in September, and they've been together for like 10 or 11 years. I mean, since they were kids.
Just one's the little guy?
No, that's Adriana.
Oh, okay.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
So, but Anna is, she's in her early 30s, and they just got married, I think Labor Day weekend, yeah. So now, you know, every time she's not feeling well, of course I'm an asshole at work, too.
Yeah, I didn't even get that. I mean, there were so many days that Lucy texted me, like, I'm homesick today, so you don't have to come
right
and watch
away?
It. Gemma called it. I did not. Nice. But, like, because I never asked what kind of sick.
Right.
So then finally, like, after, like, the third week of her taking a day or two off, I bumped into her in the parking lot. I'm like, you feeling it? Because I always say, like, do you need anything? I can run to Sainsbury's for you. Or I have teas. I have soups. Are you okay? Like, thinking it was cold respiratory or whatever. And she was like, no, I'm okay. Can't really eat anything. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I saw her in the parking lot. And I said, are you okay? Like, and I did the, you know, thing. And she went, like, and I went.
And she did stomach.
Oh. That was it. So I told Gemma, I'm like, oh, I think she's got the poops. Because, like, I'm all about, like, oh, I think she's got the poops because she made this thing.
And you don't even see them, right? Like, you're in and out.
No,
she never sees
I work
them.
In a very corporate environment with a lot of women. So,
you knew right away.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't because she saw a bump or anything
exactly,
like that.
No.
Mean,
exactly,
like,
that's
just,
what
that
I'm
was
saying.
Just
she just now.
Going by me saying Lucy didn't feel well again.
And you?
Didn't know. Didn't
had
know.
No clue.
Nope.
No. She who... You know, leaves the house when it's dark
right.
and comes home when it's
has
dark two
no
days
clue.
Later.
Yeah, doesn't
never sees her. Doesn't yeah. understand you know, who the neighbors really
she's
are.
Like,
and
she's
yeah.
pregnant. Like no.
So what? So did you ask her?
No, she ended up like she said. If you haven't figured it out by now, I'm pregnant.
Because
she was home again, taking like time
I can't.
Off.
So are you gonna watch the dog?
Did you burst
baby?
Into tears?
No. Finally enough. My first thought was, oh, I wonder what room they're gonna have it in. Will it be near ours?
Stop.
Yeah, we share
a wall
and
yeah.
the two
masters.
Like, our master bedroom backs onto their spare bedroom, which will be potentially where
the baby's
room will end up being, unless they switch into their spare.
No,
bedroom
our masters butt up against
yeah,
each
but
other,
they don't
but they don't
use
it as a master.
Mm-hmm.
They use the front room. So yeah, we were saying that we'll probably
James room,
Gay James's room.
Yes,
exactly.
So if they put the baby in that room, we will be moving rooms.
Yeah.
We'll because you will be
downstairs
and
two houses
yeah.
away.
Yeah, we're going to go and live at Hazel's until it's like, you know.
Seven.
Four.
Yeah, way past the terrible twos. You're going to need to. How is Hazel? Tell everybody.
She's good. She's
yeah.
good. Yeah. Yep.
She's very doing
good.
Indeed. Keeping,
yeah.
keeping busy
good.
At her
and
house.
Kirsten have been talking about maybe doing P-Town in October.
Ooh, Women's Week, right? Mm-hmm.
So I say we all pile on. Uninvited.
Next year?
Maybe not even tell them.
We just won't tell them. We'll all just go.
Yeah. I would love... Hun, are you in?
Yeah.
I'd love to go. Yep. Oh, other yeah. Hun, yeah. are you in?
That'd be great. Hun, right? too.
That's after baseball
Attila?
Season.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
What?
It's after baseball season. You'll be fine.
No, it might not be. There are World Series, I might not.
Okay.
Watch in the room.
Boston.
You can watch in the room like you do
no,
when you travel.
Boston.
Oh, geez, you could go to the game.
I know, that's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Okay.
You don't commute from P-Town to Boston.
No, but you go and
you
then you stay and then you come up.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I would love to go back.
Yeah,
that's
that would
gorgeous.
Be really good.
Beautiful.
I haven't been back to Massachusetts since
you left.
I moved.
Well, guess what?
I haven't been there since I left.
we flew back to get the cars. My friend Val picked us up from the airport, and that's the last time I've been there.
That's it. We're thinking about doing Niagara Falls in July for 4th of July.
You guys have been talking about that.
Yeah.
You should go. So you'd go right there, though?
Yeah.
You wouldn't come down here at all? Okay.
We're not even sure. Well, it depends. Because
for the record, Gemma is shaking her head
no. because she has plans. Her granddad wants to do Toronto. So she might come in via
cool.
Toronto. And if that's the case, then I would come here first and then travel with my mother up to Niagara Falls.
All right, cool.
Yeah. But we'll see.
So you're heading out Monday,
yes.
right? And you're not staying. You hadn't changed your plans since you got all that big fat stacks of cash?
No, it's gone.
All right.
That's been liquidated.
So you're home through the holidays with Hazel?
Hazel will be going
Winston.
To the Glovers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but she's not leaving town.
No.
Right. So what are you going to do?
for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cook myself a Jamie Oliver meal.
Frozen.
Going to watch a recorded football game.
Nice.
Drink a cider.
Big day.
Hit a bong.
Big
go
day.
To bed.
Are you still puffing on the weeds?
Yes, I am.
Still haven't. I'm ready to pick it back up, though. I think I should. I say that all the time.
I'll tell you, I sleep so much better. I really do. I really, really do.
And we're going to get Vicky on the pot.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Edibles, though.
Every
she
reason.
Can't, she can't
that's fine. Edibles are cool.
We need to get her. So anybody wants to hook her up with a little bit of a...
a few gummies. Yeah. Anybody got a few gummies?
Oh, gummies. Mail it to P.O. Box. 8660. Oh, I don't remember. Is our P.O. Box... No, it's a dead box.
I don't even remember.
It's a dead box.
1-866.
Yeah.
530-GIRL.
475.
Oh my god, freakish.
That blows me away.
And Vicky's going to be in Ohio with Kylie for Christmas, yeah. Which is super
exciting. That is
adorable.
Exciting. That's great.
Yeah.
Everybody's good.
Kylie's freaking out. She's so excited. She gets to travel.
And how's Danielle handling it?
She's excited too.
At first she was thinking, oh, a holiday without my kid. And then she was thinking, oh, a holiday without my kid.
Yeah.
Jason's a little bummed about it, but he will do well, I believe. Deb
will be back for the end of Hanukkah.
Deb will work, and then
Deb will work,
and then work again, and then work.
And work some more.
Yep, I have like the most amazing schedule of days off. So I'll
let's discuss that.
Okie doke.
Because you do have some days off, and you will be busy because you will be house settling in. And Gemma. We'll be starting a massive undertaking
at
work.
Oh, are you doing
right?
a launch? Mm-hmm. Christmas week?
No.
Oh.
Right after, January.
Okay.
So that means that she's in Birmingham like Monday through Friday.
So you like to stay up late?
So I will stay up late, but I will have Skype on. And you have no excuse
to
not
Skype
me and keep me company while I'll be alone. I'll be lonely.
Oh.
Yeah.
you can watch us.
And anyone else that wants to Skype, Denise.
Yeah.
I know. I feel
January
like
through March, I am not going to be home Monday through Friday.
Do you really
so...
stay up late, or do you stay up late? Do you stay up late because she's gone, or do you stay up late because then you can talk to other people?
Sometimes both, but
at the same time.
No,
she's much more of a night owl than I am.
Yeah.
So when I'm home, she
I
tries
will.
To be
her
more
day starts
on my
at noon.
Schedule.
No, it does not.
But
I'm up
when
at seven.
When I'm not there, then she migrates back to her regular.
Okay. All right, I am.
It doesn't faze me.
10:15 to 10:30. I'm the oldest woman alive.
No, when she's home, we make a plan to watch television at 8:30, and we're asleep by 9:30.
That is so cute.
We watch television from 8:30 to 9:30.
I'll be in bed by 10.
Yeah.
And then
do you
get back up
at 5 in the
morning and watch more TV?
No,
no,
I won't. I will stay. I'll go to sleep early when she's home. But when she's not home, like there are nights where I will just go to bed early because I'm just tired. But either way, it doesn't matter. I still get up early.
So do you just want to watch TV through Skype? You just want to, like, pick some shows?
Yeah.
Watch some shit?
All yes. Right. We could do that, sure. Whatever you want.
So, all right. So we covered shows. We covered
food.
All right. One more show. This Is Us.
It started December 6th in the UK.
All right,
so don't give me any spoilers.
We're not talking about it.
Oh, my God.
Not
I'm ready.
Shut it. We're not talking about it. That's
I know
it.
It's a crybaby show.
Best
I know it is.
Show
no,
ever. But how do we say
no,
this?
Like,
how
like
do we
Life
say
in
it?
Pieces better.
Life in Pieces is better because
it's
comedy.
Funny. Yeah.
The cast is super, super tight. I love that. But how do we say best show ever, Vic? Do it for everybody, Vic. When we talk about This Is Us in hushed tones.
Oh, you do. In one syllable. She makes it one syllable. Whisper.
You know, it's funny because I have a cousin, my cousin Paul, that lives in Vegas, and he's such a fucking nerd that he's either like he's a political.
Oh, not the Meatball King. Sorry,
no.
I had the wrong cousin. I'm sorry.
But let's discuss the Meatball King coming in for my birthday.
Seriously,
and it was great, right?
Drop and roll, just like a proper meatball.
Holy crap!
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That
was Greg,
good.
But no, my cousin Paul
yes.
lives in Vegas. Is a political junkie. He's a hideous hyper-liberal. but he also is a nerdy kind of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Flash, like that kind of stuff, right?
I don't like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Gotham. you know, anything that has to do with that kind of that, stuff, right?
Yeah, Marvel
so,
shit.
So those are the only things that are ever on his timeline. But he's discovered This Is Us. And it's so funny to me
it
that
it takes people
like,
from
yeah,
all
time
Austin.
To get the Kleenexes. I'm
all
like, oh,
Austin.
No, okay.
Is this Paul Perry?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make sure to comment with him on
yes,
Facebook.
Yes,
we can discuss in yeah. you know in code though, because I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
No, I know. So it started. Well, I don't know if we'll have to watch one and catch up, and then get the series link for it so it records.
You're gonna friggin' love it.
I think I am.
You're gonna freaking.
I think I am because I read a very lengthy interview with Milo Ventimiglia,
and that's
about that.
And who's yeah. that? Who's Milo?
Jess.
Mm-hmm.
From Gilmore is in this. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And that's where we end this conversation.
Yeah. But Mandy Moore,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
Stellar.
Great. It seems like it would be a good
chills
cast.
Everywhere. Love
I'm
the
looking
show.
Forward to that. Yeah,
love
I
the
am.
Show.
I am. And there's another one that people are telling me to watch called Timeless.
I got bored with it after yeah. the third week.
Designated Survivor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We never started that one.
No,
you watch
but
that
we wanted too? To. It conflicted with something.
I think I might get into that because I love Madam Secretary hardcore.
Yeah.
Big.
Stopped watching it when the football schedule kept bumping it off my record. So I know.
Yeah, I don't have
yeah.
to worry about
I,
that.
I don't feel like,
I don't
I feel like since
that.
June, all we watched is Gilmore most
yeah.
of the time.
That's true.
No, we were pretty.
We did.
That's it. Yeah. And we just, and then sharing the house, we haven't,
yeah.
I mean, then holidays and shit. So we haven't really watched, like, I won't watch my recorded TV when anybody else is around. Like, I won't put anybody
else. You don't want anyone
else.
To know what's on your list.
It's not even that. I just won't put it. Like, I will watch Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles until I can't breathe anymore, but I won't put anybody else through that. Like, I won't.
Even though I say, put on whatever you want, honey, I really don't care.
I can't.
I really,
honestly,
don't care.
Yeah. But
we
I
have like
up.
A because we wait a year in between
right.
for everything. When it comes on, it's like we Chicago PD
mm-hmm.
is like life or death. Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Nashville, those are on like right in a row. So we watch those.
Yeah, Code Black for me.
Yeah, Code Black.
Yeah,
awesome.
I don't think
that's what song
went. I don't think we got that. Yeah, I don't know if we'll
that's
get it. Oh, we did get it, but then we didn't watch it. but yeah, because they come in such cycles. You know, so now we're waiting for Mom. We're waiting for...
All right, so I gave up all my sitcoms this year. I don't even record them. I
oh
don't
my
know
God,
why.
I
I'm
can't
bored
live
with everything.
Mom.
Bored with them all. Mom.
Life in Pieces.
Broke Girls. Life in Pieces, that's it.
Broke Girls,
Family,
I can live... I can
how can you not watch Modern Family? Come on.
Modern Family.
That show is stellar.
We don't tape because it's like we can't... Do we tape Modern... Oh, no, it's on a break. Yeah, so we have to wait a year. But yeah, everything is
it's better every year.
So
no doubt. This last episode was out of the blue, outstanding, super great.
You'll love it next year.
I know.
No,
my mom said that
remember
she
that
she's, she feels like it's jumped the shark.
Not Modern this year. Family. Not this year. I have to disagree with Mom on that for this year.
I'll watch it.
Two Broke Girls has jumped. Two Broke Girls jumped the shark a full season ago. So
the baby.
Even before the baby, the whole
right.
marriage and the pregnancy. So last season
yes.
I didn't watch it, and I've given it up completely this season. Mom, which has its good points, I just don't have enough time.
Yeah. No, I love
and then,
that
of
one.
Course, there's still Big Bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, we Big Bang.
Do you really? Because her Big Bang? I can't imagine.
I played a Big Bang slot machine, too. It's massive. It's huge. And it's got like a seat that's like a backseat of a car.
Didn't we both get that Big Bang Trivia
yes.
card game?
We never played ever, did we?
We played
yeah.
once.
We just read the questions.
Yeah, we just
I play
yeah,
on
we
the,
read
on
the
iPad. I play Quiz Up.
Mm-hmm.
And I beat the shit out of people.
Oh, I
because
don't
we,
think that's
I mean, we sleep
I
to it. We watch it. We watch the reruns. It's like we know every line, every season, every... I'm like,
it's
yeah,
fun
try
when
me
I
on Quiz
pick
up.
Yeah, I will need you for that. I have a, I don't remember what puzzle I have that has a Big Bang category.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no,
yeah,
no.
There.
I'll do
there.
Screenshots. So let's wish everybody happy holidays, and you're welcome for the present. Thank you for asking. We're happy to be together. I had like so much shit saved on my DVR for you to watch.
Yeah,
as if.
I said to Gemma, I hate wasting time watching television.
I know.
When I'm here. It's
that's
hard.
What I'm, like I have
yeah.
Adele from New York.
I know.
I have that
yes.
saved for you.
But we saw Adele and Glastonbury, so I'm okay.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So let's talk about dinner. Where are we going? What do you want? Where are we going? Bring it in. Not going out.
Bring it around.
Yeah. Bring it in.
Right
going
back
out.
To food. We're going to let you know what our food choice is for dinner tonight, and then we're going. Bye. You said FTWP wings something taco.
BTW?
Yes.
BT Dubs. Huh? Hurricane BTW. For delicious mahi tacos. I think you should have
that. With that?
Mm-hmm. Let's make sure they're open and we'll go. It's like a fast food joint, but it's the tacos are so friggin' good.
Can you sit and eat or do you have to
Yeah.
Okay.
No, all sit right. and eat. It's not too
All hard. Right, fuck y'all. We're going to Hurricane BTW's.
Open till 10.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
That's what you say. Merry solstice.
Season's greetings.
Yule to you all.
Hey, bye.
The king.